Chapter 54. I left it all behind, everything, and flew up to Seattle for the weekend. As I drove from the airport toward the Wallingford neighborhood where Christine and Alex lived, I grappled with the idea of seeing her now. What other choice did I have? I brought no presents, no bribes, just as she had done when Alex lived with me in Washington. Christine was letting me see Alex, and there was no way I could resist. I wanted to be with him for a while. I needed it. The house was on Sunnyside Avenue North, and I knew the way by now. Christine and Ali were sitting on the porch steps when I got there. He ran down the walk to meet me like a little tornado, and I scooped him up. There was always a fear of finding a different boy than the one I last saw. All that dissolved the second I had him in my arms.
Man, you're getting heavy. You're getting so big, Ali.
I got a new book, he told me, grinning. A hungry caterpillar that eats anything. It pops up. Then it eats you. You can bring your book with you today. We'll read. I gave him another squeeze and saw Christine watching from a distance, arms folded. Finally, she smiled and raised one hand in a wave. Want some coffee? She called. Need some before you two take off? I squinted at her, a silent question in the still, fragrant air. It's okay with me, she said. Come on, I won't bite. Her tone was bright, probably for my sake as well as Ali's. Come on, Daddy. He climbed out of my arms, took my hand. I'll show you the way.